Sponsor channel, courtesy of MSC Sports and MSCSports.net. Brandon Tammet, Seth Tollison, also Chance Link, our studio producer. We saw the Lady Redhawks win the first game tonight here at Troy, 44-33, 25 points from Darcy Lears to lead the charge. Now we get set for the boys' contest here that's just moments away from starting. And, Seth, you saw the Hiawatha boys, a tough test and a tough start against a very good Marysville team on Friday night. They lose 63-27, but this is kind of a rebuilding process. They got numerous players, you know, injured during the football season. A lot of new bodies seeing varsity time, and it might be some bumps and bruises along the road for this team.
Yeah, I think the thing to take away from that Marysville game is, one, that's definitely not the finished product, for sure. And then, two, I think the other thing for Hiawatha is that coming into this second game, talking to the coaches, I think that they have really worked on some of the issues that they had in Marysville. And like I said, too, I think there's so many pieces missing from injury during football. It's going to be interesting to see what team comes out because, again, these are two teams that, yeah, they play each other every year, but that's it in basketball. They don't see each other very often.
Hiawatha off to that 0-1 start, replacing five seniors from a year ago, four of which were starters, and they're out. Down Brant Barnhill, who suffered an injury during the football season, so he is unavailable for this Redhawks team. Number six ranked team in 1A D1 is Troy. They'll be again without Jarrett Norris, still waiting to come back from an injury, but still they were very impressive in their win on Friday night against Riverside, 54-47. Let's go into the starting lineups, and we'll start with the Redhawks. Their head coach is Gary Smith. Fifth season at the helm, he has compiled a 35-51 record. Redhawks will go like this. Ashton Rocky, the 5'10 senior and lone returning starter. Malachi Isaac is a 5'8 senior. Cameron Boswell, an impressive sophomore at 6 feet tall, played last year as a freshman and had more than 20 threes a year ago. Caden Morton is a 6'3 junior, and David Keough, a 6'4 senior, rounding out the Redhawks. So again, it's Rocky, Isaac, Boswell, Morton, and Keough. For the Trojans and head coach, Jonathan Rodbelt, his fourth year at the helm. They're off to a 1-0 start. They'll go like this. Seth Judd in the backcourt, he's a 5'8 junior. Austin Grable is a 6' senior. Bowden Bennett's a 6'1 senior. Preston Christensen is a 5'11 senior. And Reagan Hartman, the lone returning starter, a 6' senior, and a 4-year starter, had 15 in the win over Riverside. So again, for the Trojans, Judd, Grable, Bennett, Christensen, and Hartman. Blue uniforms, top to bottom, with red numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. All white home uniforms for Troy. They got the blue numerals and lettering also trimmed out in blue. Keys to the game tonight, what is it for Hiawatha?
Well, I think definitely it's getting some offensive momentum going. I think against Marysville, Marysville played such tough defense. Hiawatha just could not do what they wanted to do. So I think for them it's coming out and running what they've been practicing each and every day. And again, they've got a height advantage. See if they can use it.
Redhawks, 7-16 a year ago. Again, having to replace five seniors and four starters. Trojans made the state tournament last year for the first time since 1998. They're certainly a very talented team and number six in 1A D1 in the latest rankings. Second game of this doubleheader is underway. The home team Trojans control the tip. From left to right they go. Here's Bowden Bennett. Quickly steps into a J, and it's good from 17. Bowden Bennett giving Troy an early 2-0 advantage. Just like the girls' game, we see Troy playing pressure into the backcourt defensively and nearly forcing a turnover, but the Redhawks will have it underneath their own bucket, trailing 2-0 about 20 seconds in.
It's going to be interesting to see how Hiawatha is able to handle this pressure against something that Marysville was able to do, was just disrupt Hiawatha's momentum.
And a quick three from the left corner is no good, and chasing it down and then throwing it away out of bounds. Malachi Isaac had a chance at it, but Troy's going to get it back 28 seconds in, leading 2-0, and now the Redhawks going to show a little pressure in the full court. So both teams showing press early, and Trojans do a good job breaking that pressure. They have it here with Grable in the right corner. They find Bennett's on a cut. Now this is Judd, high right on the wing. Not quite a minute in, 2-0 Trojans here as our boys' game is underway. Hiawatha looking for the sweep tonight as the girls won the first contest, 43-33. Here's Judd, left corner, nice little hesitation, baseline drive, and it's out of bounds. A near steal by Rocky, but the Trojans fortunate there to keep that possession alive. 7:04 left first period, 2-0.
Yeah, Judd trying to find the cutter, and Keough right in the way. Pass goes out of bounds.
I feel like Keough is going to be an important piece for this Hiawatha team. And how about that block from Caden Morton, the 6'3 junior. Now trying to push in transition here as Hiawatha. It's knocked away, but a foul is going to be called.
Troy's playing very physical. They're getting right up into Hiawatha. Again, Hiawatha's got some height, but Troy definitely got a very athletic group on the court. So we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, first foul of the game's going against Reagan Hartman. And Hiawatha down 2-0 here. We're just a minute and change into this one. Hiawatha off a loss to Marysville. There's a ball that's knocked away. Keough has it at the free throw line. Kicks it left here to Isaac. Isaac right side to Boswell, who played a lot as a freshman a year ago and had more than 20 threes and averaged 5 points a game. Now Rocky, a little bit of a struggle in the right corner, but Keough gets it up top. For 90 seconds in, Trojans lead it 2-0. Isaac left his feet and threw it away. As Judd now losing the handle, but able to get it off here to Grable. Left side on the wing, no reset. Judd has it up top. Quick pass here to Bennett, who fires a three. This one is in and out, no good. Bodies hit the floor, but a rebound collected by Grable. Now a second chance. Here's Hartman for three. This one is no good. Rebound Malachi Isaac.
Hiawatha still looking for their first bucket in the first quarter. There it is.
And they get it. How about that? Good extra pass, and Boswell finds the deuce there to tie it at two. Just over 2 minutes in. Good extra pass by Keough.
Yeah, and good body control. I say that there, and then he commits the foul. But good body control by Boswell to put that one in.
I think also another important piece is the sophomore Boswell, who played a lot as a freshman and coming in with some experience, very capable outside shooter. And it's a 2-2 tie here early in the first quarter, Hiawatha and Troy. Here on Kansaland Radio, also on the Hiawatha channel. Judd missing a three left corner, rebound for Boswell. And then he has it taken away by Hartman, who lays it in for two.
Stay in this one.
Here's Isaac and a lot of contact and waiting for the call. And they get, I think, an offensive foul. Is that the call? And they do call a charge on Malachi Isaac. So that's his first and another Hiawatha turnover here in the first.
Yeah, he started to lose possession there, and unfortunately went a little out of control. And
we'll see a senior, Zachary Kappelman, check into the game, getting some early minutes. 4-2 is the Troy lead. They break the pressure. Christensen, a left-handed layup is good. And they get behind the press. There's an easy bucket there for Troy. They lead it 6-2. Now here is Morton up the floor, lost it out of bounds. Hiawatha will keep it. Down 6-2 with 5:12 left here in the first. Rocky will throw it in over the top. Morton has it. Down to the right corner with Kappelman. His first touch. Rocky drives, kicks it left. Here's Boswell, the lefty for three. It's good. Cameron Boswell. And now we get a stoppage of play. And a delay of game warning. They're going to give Caden Morton there after the ball went through the hoop, just kind of tapping it away. An emphasis on that, obviously, so nothing more than a warning. And a big three there for Boswell. He's got all five for Hiawatha. 6-5, they trail. And now Boswell, that was Kappelman who comes away with a steal. And Troy gets it right back with a steal. As both teams go back and forth with a couple of turnovers, layup in transition is no good by Grable. And now a foul on the rebound attempt is going against Austin Grable. So he misses a bunny and then gets committed for a foul. Now Hiawatha is going to get it back with a chance to take the lead. So Keough to throw it in. Trojans continue the press. Judd nearly had a steal, but Keough up the floor to Rocky. Rocky to Boswell, a heat check from downtown. This one is no good. Grable the rebound, but then he's fouled from behind.
Yeah, Kappelman got in too close. And again, Troy doing a good job there on the board.
Well, we see both teams not backing down from the full court pressure here in the first quarter. A 6-5 Troy lead. They get the ball back. Not quite to the halfway point here in the opening period. Here's Grable, lost the footing. Hartman on a cut. Good pass. Christensen, a layup for two. Christensen now with four. It's 8-5. Troy by three, and then they come away with a turnover, and a layup is good. Bowden Bennett, he's got four. All of a sudden, 10-5, and another Red Hawks turnover. A three-on-one break. They get it inside. Layup is good. And a stoppage of play and a technical foul is going to be called here on Bowden Bennett. Now he said something after the steal and the layup. Technical foul. They say unsportsmanlike conduct, so something he said. Well, Hiawatha needed that because they just had back-to-back turnovers and back-to-back easy buckets for Troy, and that at least gives them a chance to slow it down, get a point or two on the board here at the line, and you know, just slow this pace down a little bit because now they're caught.
Yeah. Hiawatha really struggling there with the pressure that Troy is putting on, and they're going to have to find a way to break that because, again, this is quickly a doubled-up score here for Troy.
12-6 after the free throw by Rocky. Second, the technical is no good, so he goes 1-for-2. Hiawatha is going to get the ball. They'll have it near the half-court stripe, so the Trojans are not backing down pressure defensively. A 12-6 lead here in the first quarter for Troy.
As soon as the inbounder is getting that ball, like Rocky right there, they are doubling that, if not tripling up on the pressure they're putting on. Hiawatha is really struggling with that.
Looking inside, and Keogh, not quite tall enough for that one as Morton throws it away, and another turnover here in the first period. That's really hurting the Redhawks right now.
Yeah, Keogh there thought someone else was cutting, and good steal.
There's a steal by Keogh, gets it up to Morton, who lays it in for two. So much needed there, and a big bucket by Morton, his first tonight. And now another steal. He gets it inside, and he gets the bucket and the foul.
Pressure working both ways.
How about that sequence for the Redhawks? Chance to get it to within one on the free throw here by 6'3 junior Caden Morton, who's going to be asked to do a whole lot this year. Being a force inside with Keogh. So a quick spurt here by the Redhawks. They're back to within two. Morton shoots the free throw. He missed it strong. And a rebound for Troy as they go a complete line change here. It's Etherton now with it in the right corner, or the left corner, excuse me. Dribbles around the arc, gets it up top here to, this is Jack Hartman. Etherton gets it back up top. Also in the game is Logan Blevins. And nearly knocking it away from Bowie, but Etherton gets it back. Now Blevins in the left corner, drives underneath, kicks it right side. Here's a three on the way. That's no good. And a rebound for Hiawatha brought away by Morton. Now they want to work it up the floor. They get it to Boswell. Back to Kappelman for three. Misses everything. It's an air ball. And a rebound for Blevins, but a jump ball is called, and the Redhawks get it back.
Good job by Rocky there to tie him up quick on that rebound and save the possession for Hiawatha.
Here's Malachi Isaac back into the game for the Redhawks, taking Kappelman's spot. It's a 12-10 Troy lead at 3:01 left to go in this first.
Those are some good minutes for Kappelman off the bench.
They set it up for Boswell in the left corner and knocked away inside. Boswell gets it back for three. In and out, no good. It was halfway down. And a rebound for Jack Hartman, the sophomore for Troy. Gets it off to Etherton, who works it up the floor from left to right. 2:44 left first quarter. 12-10, Troy by two with the ball. There's Hartman on the right wing. Steps inside, now hands it back to Etherton beyond the arc. He'll drive baseline, left his feet, skips it to Blevins. Thought about a step back three, turns it down. And a drive layup is in and out, no good, and a rebound for Hiawatha as Keogh able to secure that board. Get it up the floor to Morton, layup no good, but another foul. And Morton's going to shoot two.
Morton's doing a really good job in transition of getting down and getting open early.
The foul is on Jack Hartman. That is his first. Morton, 4 points and a rebound here early. He is perfect on the first free throw. Make it five for Morton. And he has a chance to tie the game as Paul Leyba, a senior, is now in here. A new body for the Redhawks.
Paul was the leading scorer for the game on Thursday, so he could be effective here against this press.
Morton goes 2-for-2. The game is tied at 12-12 at 2:15 left to go here in the first. Etherton, top of the key, spins through two, gets to the bucket, layup is no good, tipped out into the corner, and it's picked up by Hiawatha and Malachi Isaac, who gets it up the floor, and a whistle and a blocking foul as Leyba goes charging in, and a foul on Troy. It'll be a team foul number six. Not sure if it's on the floor, but it looks like they're going to call the
shooting
foul.
Yeah.
Nope, take that back. They're not.
Oh, okay.
And that's the right call. I don't
think
he was shooting. And we're trying to finish off the transition.
Leyva brings a very aggressive style. Like, he's definitely a very athletic player. So that's going to be a change of pace for Troy they're going to have to deal with.
Here's Boswell, fakes, little floater, and that is a difficult finish for Cameron Boswell, and he's got seven.
Not sure how you guard that if you're Troy.
14-12, Hiawatha takes the lead. The minute 45 to go here in the first, good pace. Red Hawks got off to a slow start, but they are right back into it. And a whistle and a foul. As we'll see the line change again here for Troy, five in, five out. As they get the foul here on...
Looks like Morton got that one.
Okay, so Morton picks up the foul, his first. He'll take a seat. As, again, the starting five, or correction, not the starting five, four of the five starters back in for Troy. Jack Hartman is also going to stay in the game. Hartman back to Judd in the right corner, under a minute 40 to go in this first. It's a 14-12 Hiawatha lead. Hartman drives, had a shot blocked, rejected by Keough. And Keough gets it up the floor, and it's out of bounds, and last touch by the Redhawks, a turnover.
Yeah, a couple of times Keough's gotten that rebound or had that good play and then turned it over. So,
well, despite nine turnovers in the first quarter, Hiawatha with the lead at 14-12 with a minute 20 to go. All the way, Grable's left-handed layup no good. He gets it back, and I think they're going to say he was out of bounds and a turnover. So his momentum carried him out of bounds, and he tried to come back in to get the rebound off the miss, but they say he was out. And the Redhawks have it back up two and throwing it into the wrong player. That was Hartman who came away with the steal. Now Jack Hartman has it underneath after the turnover, missing the layup, and Isaac the rebound for Hiawatha. And now bodies are hitting the floor, and back-to-back turnovers by both teams. Up the floor, and Leyva scores.
That was a wild chain of events right there.
16-12, Red Hawks by four with 40 seconds to go. It's been a frantic pace here in the first quarter. A lot of press, a lot of defense, a lot of turnovers. Here is Judd around the arc, and an offensive foul is going to be called. They say Judd pushed off. That's his first. Make it eight turnovers for the Trojans here. In the opening quarter. Now the Red Hawks with 30 seconds left, a four-point lead and the ball. 16-12. Now a trap, and ball is thrown away, and another turnover by the Red Hawks. Now Troy gets it back with 18 seconds to work. Judd guarded by Rocky, spins away, hands it off to Grable right wing. 11 seconds to work, gets a ball screen from Hartman, gets it top of the key, stops there, gets it back to Judd. Judd has 5 seconds to work. He's at the top of the key, steps back, gets it to Hartman. Nice ball fake, 1 second. He got it off in time, no good, and that's the end of the first period. So how about that strong finish by the Redhawks? After getting down early, they come back strong, and they lead here at Troy 16-12 at the end of one. We're back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023. And that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
KNZA.
Strong finish to the first quarter for Hiawatha. They lead here at Troy 16-12. They were down 12-4 at one point in the first quarter, but the Trojans were called for a technical foul, and then after that, the Redhawks really took over. Now they're on a big run and lead it 16-12. It's a 12-0 run going in now on to the second quarter. As a difficult shot is up and no good by Hartman. And Keough gets the rebound. And then we go back-to-back turnovers. And Hiawatha is going to fortunately get that ball back there.
Good hustle play by Troy, but again, by the time he got possession of that ball, he was right there on the midcourt line.
So the Redhawks are in the midst of a 12-0 run, bleeding in to the second quarter here. 16-12 is their lead. Boswell turns down a right wing three. Keough has it up top. Now Isaac gets a ball screen from Keough, not much with it. Now Boswell back with it again. Man-to-man defense here by the Trojans. Rocky cuts. Keough in the corner. Isaac up top. Little jab step, not much with it. Keough now gets it off here to Boswell. Now back to Rocky, and they'll reset. 45 seconds into the first quarter. Or, correction, second quarter. Beg your pardon. 16-12 our score. As Isaac has it between the rings out high. Left side pass to Boswell. They get it to Morton at the free throw line. Turning and facing. Trying to dump it inside to Rocky, but he turns it over. The Trojans will slow it up. They have been cold since they got called for that technical foul. They have not scored since then. They're on a hefty scoring drought, but credit the Redhawks here defensively. Reagan Hartman has it high left on the wing, guarded here by Morton. Works around a ball screen, wants to pull up at the elbow. Nice extra pass to Jack Hartman, who lays it in for two.
Yeah, good move there by Hartman down low to get open. And again, kind of had an advantage there. And again, Troy with the
another steal pressure. And another turnover by the Redhawks. We're tied at 16. Trying to get up the floor quickly. Boswell, little floater, in and out, no good. Tipped up and in, but they're going to get a whistle and a foul here against Hiawatha on the rebound attempt. I think it's on Boswell. And it is. That is his first. And team foul, I believe, number five. So a 16-16 tie. Troy has scored the first 4 points here in the second. We're not quite 2 minutes in. Troy is the number six ranked team in 1A Division I after the first week. Here is Hartman. Gets it off to Grable. Dribbles out of the corner. Now high left he has it. The defense here forcing it out is Isaac. Now Grable drives. Floater in and out, no good. And a rebound cleared by Caden Morton. Here's Hiawatha, chance to retake the lead. Keough will step into a three. That one is too strong. And a rebound for Seth Judd. Now Troy wants to push the pace. Grable has it, hands it off to Judd, left side on the wing, calls out the play. Rocky a near steal, but Judd gets it inside, layup for Hartman is good.
Good finish there by Hartman, and Hiawatha kind of in desperation mode each time they're trying to inbound the ball.
Boy, Troy is doing a really good job of speeding up this Redhawks team in the full court press. They have forced a ton of turnovers here in the first half. Speaking of turnovers, there's another one. Judd gets it back for Troy. Now Hartman pulls it and missing it. But a rebound by Christensen is no good. Now Seth Judd comes away with a rebound. And now a third opportunity here. Ball tipped in the air and a whistle and a foul. I think they get Christensen here. That'll be his first. An 18-16 Troy lead early in the second quarter. And that's going to put Hiawatha at the stripe. Eighth team foul against the Trojans. Keough will shoot a 1-1.
I was going to say here, before that last possession, Hiawatha's been doing a really good job on rebounding there, but in that possession alone, Troy was able to get two offensive rebounds, but unable to get a bucket.
So Keough's yet to score until he knocks in a free throw here, so his first tally of the night. He's also got three rebounds. 18-17, Trojans by one. Keough has a chance to tie it up here. 5:19 to go until halftime. And he gets the kind touch. He goes 2 for 2. And we are tied at 18-18. Just over 5 minutes to go until halftime. Good pace by both of these teams. Hiawatha fortunate for as many turnovers as they have. And there's a block shot by Morton. Keough comes away with the rebound. And now Hiawatha chance to retake the lead. Here's Rocky right side on the wing. Dribbles back top of the circle. Now Boswell has it there. Gets it off to Isaac. Has the dribble. Puts it there once. Gets it back to Rocky. 3+ minutes into the second quarter. We're tied 18-18. Here's Keough up top. Left side pass to Rocky. Saves it from going out of bounds. Rifles a pass into Morton. Good positioning. And he draws the foul and will shoot two.
Morton's working really hard to get in position down low there. And unable to finish, but got fouled.
They get the foul on Jack Hartman. That is his second. Team foul number 9. So the final 4:41. Red Hawks are going to be in the double bonus. Morton 2-for-3 early at the line. He misses here, so now 2-for-4. He's got 6 points and a couple of rebounds. Boswell, the leading scorer so far, with 7. We'll see Brogan Morris check in for the first time for Troy. Also, Logan Blevins is going to check back in for Troy as well. A chance to give the Red Hawks the lead. Morton at the line, and he does. Now he's got 7 in the game. 19-18, Red Hawks by 1 with 4:35 left to go until halftime. Bennett's to Grable, right wing, puts his head down, gets cut off by Isaac. Good defense there. Now Grable gets it back into the corner. Now Bennett's up top, gets around a screen from Morris. His floater is straight off the backboard, no good. Tipped around a couple of times. Grable saving it in the corner, and it's finally last touch by the Red Hawks. So good effort there by Grable to keep that possession alive.
Yeah, Boswell tried to pop it up over his head, but wound up knocking it out of bounds. Good hustle play by both teams there.
19-18 our score. Red Hawks on the road with the 1-point lead as we're coming up on the halfway point in the second quarter. Reagan Hartman for 3. Book it.
Yeah, Keogh looked away for just a second to see who was behind him, and he took that opportunity and hit the 3.
Hartman had 15 in the win over Riverside on Friday. He's got 5 here after that 3. 21-19, Troy by 2. Pass tipped in the air, and Hartman comes away with a steal. Turnovers are piling up for the Red Hawks. Here's a Grable drive. He missed the layup and a rebound for Morton. Keogh gets it over to Isaac. Back to Rocky. Up the floor. Into the corner with Boswell for 3. In and out, no good. And a rebound for Brogan Morris. Trojans up by 2. 3:35 left until halftime. Here is Hartman. Top of the circle. Works around a Morris ball screen and steps back for 3. Left it short. Rebound Malachi Isaac. And a foul is going to go against Logan Blevins, the sophomore. And that is double bonus time here for the Red Hawks.
You wonder about Troy. They might have to back off this pressure a little bit if they keep mounting up fouls here.
Blevins picks up his first. Again, team foul number 10. Rocky's going to shoot 2. He's got 1 point here in the first half. He's 1-for-2 at the line. Etherton getting set to check in for Troy. First free throw in and out. No good. So we will see Kappelman and Leyba come back in here for the Red Hawks. Grable comes out as Etherton comes in for Troy. 21-19, Troy by 2. And at one point, the Red Hawks were down 12-4 in the first quarter. But have roared back and now down 1 after the free throw by Rocky. 21-20, 3:20 to go until halftime. Here is Etherton with the basketball for Troy up top. Trying to get a Morris screen, using it left. It is Reagan Hartman at the elbow. Kicks it straight left out to Etherton. Curls, gets in the lane. Shot is blocked by Morton. Morton gets it up the floor quickly. And a layup by Kappelman is good. How about that sequence? Hiawatha retakes the lead at 22-21 with 2:50 to go. Impressive showing tonight here for the Red Hawks so far in the first half. Have the lead here on the road at 22-21. Here's Etherton. Morris inside, lost the handle and a turnover. And now bodies hit the floor, and it's going to be a Troy foul. I think it's Reagan Hartman here, which would be his second. And double bonus time again as Kappelman will shoot 2 for Hiawatha. And now Jonathan Rodvelt is going to burn a timeout. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 2:34 left in the first half, 22-21. A good one as the Red Hawks have a 1-point lead.
Yeah, you know, for Hiawatha, again, just continuing to fight here through this press that Troy has put on. And, you know, at times it's given them fits, and Troy has honestly probably put in almost 10 points off of those turnovers directly from that press. But the problem for Troy is that press has put Hiawatha at the line quite a bit already. And at this point, that's how Hiawatha has come back into this one.
Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. So out of the break here, the senior Zachary Kappelman is going to shoot 2 for the Redhawks. They lead it 22-21. 2:34 left in the first half. And the first free throw by Kappelman is good. And he's now got three in the game. 23-21 Redhawks. And the second is strong off the heel, no good. Rebound for Bowden Bennett. Two-point Redhawks lead, 2.5 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Hartman around a screen, kicks it into the right corner with Blevins, who steps back from 18, and a difficult shot is good for Logan Blevins.
That was a very nice shot there by Blevins to get the score tied up.
23-23 with 2:10 to go, and the Redhawks again having issues with this pressure as Kappelman's pass is airmailed out of bounds, and another Redhawks turnover.
You see Morton there on the court trying to get his teammates, telling them, we just got to calm down. We've got this. Just got to quit turning the ball over.
23-23 tie. 2 minutes to go until halftime. Hartman will try to untie it with a three, and he does.
That's two big threes for him.
Yeah, Hartman was really slow out the gate on Friday against Riverside, but was able to pour it on in the second half to end up with 15 points, and now forcing a steal as he tips away a pass. Etherton has it, dumps it to Blevins, and I think we're getting an offensive foul, and we do.
Good job by Rocky there just to get in position and set his feet here to take that charge.
It stops maybe a potential bucket. 26-23, the Troy lead with a minute 39 to go, as Boswell's going to check back in here for the Redhawks, taking the spot of Kappelman. And another sub as well. Isaac's going to come back in, replacing Leyba.
Hiawatha actually found something there on that last possession where they were able to actually break it, but then turned it over once they got across half court.
Now they break it pretty standard here. Now Rocky has it. Left side pass to Boswell. Steps into a floater from the baseline. That's no good. Battle for the rebound. Seth Judd has it here for Troy. Wants to push the pace. One-handed pass to Blevins in the corner. Nice ball fake, but they get him for a travel. Down to 120 left in the half. 26-23, a turnover by Troy, giving it back to the Redhawks, down three. Dump it into Rocky to get away from a double team, and had it knocked away from behind, and the aggression is going to cause another foul here for Troy. More free throws coming up here for the Redhawks. They get Blevins with this one.
Yeah, some frustration here on Troy's faces right now as a press that's worked most of the game kind of Hiawatha's starting to figure out a little bit here late in the first half.
26-23 our score. Troy leading by three. Rocky at the line, and he makes the first. Got 3 points here in the first half, all from the stripe. Now 3 of 5. Boswell is out. Leyba is in. Final minute 17 in the second quarter. The second for Rocky is good. So he's got four all at the stripe. It's a one-point Troy lead, 26-25 with a minute 15 to go. Here's Reagan Hartman, not using the screen by Morris. Hands it off to Grable, curls around the arc, gets in the lane. Now Blevins at the elbow, fires. This one off the heel, too strong. But a nice tip out there by Seth Judd to keep it alive. Down to a minute to go. Now he pulls. That one is short. Another offensive rebound by Blevins, and it's out of bounds, and Troy keeps.
Hiawatha's done a really good job this game of getting that defensive rebound, but the last few possessions, Troy's been more aggressive on the board.
Interesting to see how the numbers shape out once we get to halftime here. 26-25, Troy by one with the ball, 53 seconds to go. They get Hartman open for three, not there this time, and a nice rebound collected there by Morton. Isaac left side, Leyba looking inside for Morton, but it's touched out of bounds. Correction, Keogh is who he was looking for.
I think Leyba was thinking Keogh might cut back up, and instead Keogh went lower. And Hiawatha fortunate that got kicked out.
The official tying his shoe underneath, so a little stoppage of play. They're going to get Boswell back into the game, replacing Leyba. We're down to 43 seconds to go in the half. 26-25, Troy by one. Redhawks with the ball underneath their own bucket. Boswell to throw it in. They get it to Morton in the right corner. Get it up top to Rocky. Judd comes away with a steal, but throws it right back to Morton, who keeps it alive. And now his pass is tipped, and Troy comes away with another steal.
Good hustle there by the Trojans.
Now the Trojans with Blevins is going to bring it up the floor with 28 seconds to go. See if they want to play for the final shot. 26-25 their lead. Now 22 seconds to go. Judd works it out of the corner. Curls around the arc. Hands it off to Grable up high. Grable now gets it off to Hartman near the midcourt stripe. Down to 10 seconds to work. Hartman gets around a Morris screen drive. Shot is up and good. Reagan Hartman with 10. 2 seconds to go. Rocky gets it up the floor. Boswell half court at the buzzer. Oh. Nearly banked it in. No good. And that's going to end a frantic pace in the first half of play as Hiawatha got down early but battled back. And we got ourselves a ball game through 16 minutes. Troy at home. They lead it over Hiawatha 28-25. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Troy 28, Hiawatha 25. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this, my actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this, they actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Are you a local business owner? Today, during the hustle of the holiday season, we say thank you. Hi, this is Linda Ross at Union State Bank of Horton. Thank you for the products and services that help our local communities thrive during this season and all year long. From business checking and savings to cash management, loans, and credit cards, Union State Bank is right there beside you to help. Learn more about our commercial banking options at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Boys game at the half, and a good one. Troy leading Riverside, Troy, we were just talking about Riverside. Seth with me here, of course. We were just talking about the game on Friday against Riverside, but it's Hiawatha, and the Trojans lead at 28-25 here at the intermission. I think there's a couple things that kind of stand out in this first half. You look at the numbers. The Redhawks had 20 turnovers, and yet they're only down three. Yeah, the free throws were a big key, and we'll get to that.
You can say they're only down three, but then, you know, but also you look at Troy. I mean, kind of with how they played there, especially in the second quarter and at the end of the first quarter, you kind of wonder how they have a lead, really. You kind of look at both teams and go, not really sure how you got to where you are.
There was 32 combined turnovers in that first half, 20 by the Redhawks, 12 by the Trojans. Both teams we saw early bring out the full court pressure, and it certainly bothered both teams.
Well, and you look, too, at some of those turnovers. There was probably six key turnovers on that pressure that resulted directly in buckets for Troy, which, again, I mean, that's a big swing there for the Trojans.
Let's talk about some stats in the first half, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Andler, Michelle Callison, or Northeast Kansas Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Let's start with Troy again, leading 28-25 here at the break. They got 10 first-half points from Reagan Hartman, knocked down a couple of threes in that second quarter. They also got six from Bowden Bennett. They got four apiece from Preston Christensen and Jack Hartman. They also got two apiece from Austin Grable and also Logan Blevins. Redhawks were led 7 apiece for Cameron Boswell and Caden Morton. They also got 4 from Ashton Rocky, all from the free throw line. They got 3 from Zachary Kappelman and 2 from David Keough. Again, 20 turnovers for the Redhawks in the first quarter. They had the rebound advantage of 16-13, and we talk about free throws. Troy did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Hiawatha shot 15 free throws in the first half, connected on 10.
Yeah, big free throws, too, coming off the bench. Specifically, Kappelman hit 3 of them. So, yeah, definitely a big advantage for Hiawatha. And, again, that pressure that Troy's put on, it's been great for them, but it's also been their Achilles heel in this game, too, because that's where most of their fouls have been coming.
It's so hit or miss with the press, because the couple times that you see Hiawatha beat that press, they can get it up the floor. You can get good looks, and you can get buckets in transition. But for the most part, the Troy press has really bothered the Redhawks in tune to 20 first-half turnovers. But yet, it's a 28-25 game here at the intermission. We'll pause for another timeout. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dandler's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Good game here at the half. Troy leading Hiawatha by a score of 28-25. Hiawatha got down 12-4 early in the game, but closed the first quarter on a 12-0 run. They led 16-12 at the end of one, but Troy came back with a nice second quarter. 16-9 was their advantage, forcing a lot of turnovers again by the Redhawks, and they lead it 28-25 here at the break. Troy led by Reagan Hartman with 10 points, 7 apiece for the Redhawks and Cameron Boswell and Caden Morton. 28-25 our score, final 2-minute timeout. Second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you? Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Attention all you deer hunters, Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oaks, deer mineral, and attractants. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy, 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, second half is underway. Hiawatha with the ball going left to right, trailing here at Troy, 28-25. Here's Boswell with it, between the rings out high, picks it up there, right side pass, it goes to Rocky, man-to-man defense for the Trojans early. Boswell nearly had it knocked away by Bowden Bennett. Now Morton, a left side pass, here to Rocky, up top to Isaac. Isaac to Boswell here on the right wing. Back up top to Keough. Had it knocked away by Hartman into the backcourt. They get it back into the front court here. Boswell has it. Left side pass to Isaac. 40 seconds in to this third quarter. 28-25. Troy by three. A near walk. Boswell just kept the foot down. Had it knocked away. Gets it back. Does Rocky. Now Boswell. Nice little ball fake. But turns down a three. Now Isaac inside. This is Keough. Good pass to Morton, who lays it in for two. It took a minute. But they get a bucket.
Yeah, Morton was wide open, an easy 2 points there for the Redhawks.
Big to big passing, sensational there. Keough with the assist, and Morton the deuce. He's got nine to lead the Redhawks. 28-27, a one-point Troy lead. They get their first touch here in the second half. Here's Grable, left side on the wing, picks it up there to Hartman, who hands it right back to him for three. This one too strong, and a rebound for Keough. Here's Isaac, and a lazy pass is taken away by Judd. 21 turnovers now for the Redhawks. Judd all the way, and an offensive foul is going to be called. They're going to get Hartman here with an illegal screen. And that's three now for Reagan Hartman, and now Jack Hartman's going to have to check in.
Hiawatha fortunate there on that call because Troy was in transition. You got to think they would have had a good opportunity to finish there on that play.
See how long the leading score for Troy has to sit. Hartman with three fouls. He's got 10 tonight. After going for 15 in the opener on Friday against Riverside, chance for Hiawatha to take the lead. They're down 28-27. Early portions of the third. Rocky has it on the wing. Up top it goes to Isaac. Isaac gets it to the elbow with Keough. Right back to Isaac on the right wing. Puts it on the dribble. Picks it up after one dribble. Rocky up top. Puts the head down. Gets it back to Isaac. Curls in the paint. Left his feet. Kicks it to Boswell, a left corner three. This one off the heel. Offensive rebound for Rocky to keep it alive. Isaac goes inside. Keough had it knocked away. Right back into the hands of Isaac. Isaac drives. Good kick. A Boswell three again, and this time he buried it.
He's been so close here the last three or four attempts and finally gets one to fall.
Redhawks take the lead at 30-28. Good start here in the third quarter. 5:40 to go. Here's Austin Grable, right side on the wing. They dump it inside to Jack Hartman. Shot is blocked by Morton, but he gets it back. Missed the layup, and Morton gets it. Get it up the floor, tipped in the air, out of bounds. Good hands by Grable to keep it away from Boswell. Would have been probably an easy layup, but Redhawks will get the ball back underneath their own bucket, leading by two at 30-28. Morton backing down. Hartman, shot is up. Might have been partially blocked and then thrown out of bounds. And it'll stay here with Hiawatha.
Yeah, tried to throw it off Morton there, but good athletic move by Caden to get out of that one and get out of the way of that one.
So Boswell to throw it in. Left side of his own backboard. Gets to Morton in the left corner. Up top it goes to Rocky. They want to set it up for Boswell. Good closeout there by Bennett. Now they get it to Morton inside. Shot is up. No good. Missed it too strong. And a rebound for Jack Hartman. Well, they got the look, but just unable to convert inside. Christensen inside is blocked by Isaac, but a whistle and a foul.
Good effort there by Isaac, but got a little too much.
This will send Preston Christensen to the free throw line. He's got 4 points and a rebound tonight. First opportunity at the stripe for him. and tie the game with a couple of freebies here. First one is up and no good. Isaac with his second foul. Christensen had 4 points, four rebounds in the opening win Friday against Riverside. He was 2 for 2 at the line in that game. So now 2 for 3 early on this season. He buries the second. He goes 1 for 2 there. He's got 5 in the game, and it's a 1 point Hiawatha lead at 30-29. Trojans ramp up the pressure again.
Hiawatha's going to have to hurry to get this across.
Got to get it across, yeah. And that's going to be the 10 count. There it is.
Troy doing a good job of keeping the outlet pass out of reach, and Hiawatha just having to pass it back and forth and couldn't advance it.
Well, able to just barely get it past their own three-point line. But a turnover here by the Trojans, or forcing one is the Trojans. They get it back down one, chance to retake the lead. Not quite halfway into the third quarter, 4:45 to go. They're looking inside, tipped out of bounds. Morton got a fingertip on it, so the Trojans will keep. Clock at 4:43. Here in the third. 30-29, it's been really close. Once Hiawatha got back into it early, it's been close ever since. Now Troy's going to turn it over, and now a whistle and a foul on Seth Judd.
Yeah, good job by Isaac there to get the steal, but he got caught in the corner and fortunate to get it to Rocky.
So the foul is on Seth Judd. It is the second foul here in the quarter. Hiawatha gets it in, and they get it up the floor, and they had Morton, but overshot him.
He threw that one out of town. Turnover again on the Redhawks.
You can break the pressure. They're being so aggressive, Troy is. All it takes is one pass, and you can have numbers up the other way. But Troy is willing to take that risk, and Hiawatha has only been able to do it a few times. Judd, good pass. Yeah, Christensen good pass inside and one.
Yeah, great move there up in the air. He was able to avoid the contact, at least on the initial block, and able to reposition himself to lay that in, possibly a chance for the three-point play.
Keogh picks up the foul as first. Team foul number two. Christensen trying to cap off the three-point play. He does. And a good night for Preston Christensen. He's got 8. 32-30. The lead to Troy back to 2. And then Isaac's going to throw it away again. That's the second consecutive possession there that the Redhawks have had a chance, and now we get a timeout after another Redhawks turnover. It is a full timeout, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. We're down to 4:18 left to go in this third quarter. 32-30 is our score. Troy has the lead and will have the ball out of the timeout. And you know, it's just kind of crazy to think how this game has gone and the amount of turnovers the Redhawks have, but this game is far from over, and they have every chance to take this game.
They absolutely do. They just need to clean up a couple of things, and they'd be fine. I mean, there was two of these last possessions where the outlet was there, and they just missed it both times.
I think
here's your
able to break the press a few times, show Troy that you can break that pressure. You're going to give yourself a lot of opportunities to maybe have them back off that pressure, but a lot of turnovers in the game. Now 24 turnovers by the Redhawks here in the first half, in the ball game. They had 20 in the first half, 24 now in the game. Coming out of this timeout here, it's a 32-30 Troy lead. 4:18 left here in the third. And Troy's going to have the ball out of this timeout. Hiawatha's going to show a little bit of pressure here in the full court, kind of back it off. And here's Seth Judd up the floor from left to right. Right to left, excuse me. Here's Judd around a screen, gets it inside, hop steps, picks up the dribble, up top to Grable, gets to the left wing, stops there. Bouncing it short corner. Now up top it goes to Bowden Bennett, who had it knocked away from behind and out of bounds. Last touch by Hiawatha. Troy will keep at 3:59 to go here in the third, leading 32-30. Bennett will throw it in for Troy. They get it into Christensen, turns around, Morton fires, left it short, and the rebound tipped around, and Keogh has it. Chance to tie or take the lead here for Hiawatha on this possession, down 32-30. Rocky picks up the dribble, trying to get it back. Judd doing a good job denying on defense, and now a whistle and a foul against Preston Christensen. That is his second, team foul number 3. Correction, his third foul. And Keogh to throw it in right in front of us. Gets it into the backcourt with Rocky. And Rocky works angles right, hands it off to Boswell, up top to Isaac. 3:35 to go here in the third, 32-30 our score. Here's Morton at the free throw line, back turned. Now gets it to Keough. Now Boswell gets it, guarded by Bennett. Now Isaac shovels it to Rocky left side. And Hiawatha, you can tell when they get it settled in the half court, they certainly like to work and try to get the best shot they can. They get it to Morton at the free throw line, gets bodied up a little bit. Now Isaac fires a three, and he banks it in. The rare bang from the corner.
Wow.
The first bucket tonight for Isaac, and it's a three that gives the lead back to the Redhawks, and then Hartman an easy layup. He's got six, and now the lead for Troy at 34-33, and now a lot of contact and another foul here in the backcourt. It's going to be on Jack Hartman. Or wait, they're going to call an offensive foul on Rocky.
Kind of wondering how that was going to be against Troy as both players hitting the ground and momentum definitely heading here to the right side of the screen. So
they get the foul on Ashton Rocky, his first. Make it 25 turnovers here in the ball game for Hiawatha. And nearly coming away with a steal, but Bennett has it. A hard drive, pulls up from the block, missed everything. Offensive rebound is up and no good, and a rebound for Morton. Big missed opportunity there by Bennett. Keough drives, lays it up, might have been partially blocked by Bennett, and now he gets it up the floor, and the layup trickles in for Austin Grable. It is 36-33, Troy by three with under 2.5 minutes to go, and now a blocking foul on the far side of the floor. This one is going against Reagan Hartman, and now he quickly comes back in to get his fourth foul. And that will bring in Seth Judd, also Boswell back in here for the Redhawks, taking the spot of Isaac, and that's a big loss here. We'll see how long Reagan Hartman has to sit now here with 2:23 left in the third and four fouls.
The way Troy's playing right now, especially with the pressing on defense, Hiawatha's really got to find a basket. They're really struggling here the last, well, honestly, all quarter to try to get something going.
It was 28-25 at the half. We got 2 minutes and change to go in the third, and there's another steal. Here's Judd. He goes coast to coast. He missed the layup, and Keough gets the rebound here, and now they throw it away. And we're trying to find Leyva here near half court, but again, a pass just a little too much on it, and it goes out of bounds.
I think Keough's paint playing just a little too fast. You know, I mean, he's playing really, really aggressive, but unfortunately, just a little too much energy making some errant passes.
Under 2 minutes to go here in the third. Blevins drives, missed the layup. It's tipped back into the backcourt. Bennett has it here, and now his shot is rejected by Morton. Ball's on the floor. Morton picks it up and then throws it away. Judd gets it back. Now Bennett to three. This one no good. Tipped. And another rebound here for Grable to keep it alive. Blevins steps into a three. This one is no good. Finally a rebound for Hiawatha as Leyva has it.
Ugh.
And a long pass up the floor is saved. Somehow Keough has it. What a bizarre possession. And the Redhawks are able to slow it down with a minute 20 left in this third. They have it down three.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and that's not how Coach drew that up.
And a travel is going to be called against Morton, and another turnover against the Redhawks. I would say a lot of this game has probably not been drawn up the way that Gary Smith wants this game to look.
Captain Obvious, is that what you're saying?
That is maybe just to a certain degree. But again, you look up at the scoreboard, and it's only a three-point game. A near steal here for the Redhawks. Leyva goes down and gets it and then draws the foul. And they're going to get a foul here on Jack Hartman, I believe, and that'll be his third. Now the fouls are starting to pile up here in the third quarter. We're going to see Brogan Morris check in here for Troy. He'll take the spot of Jack Hartman. We're down to a minute 5 left here in this third. It's been a little sloppy on both sides. Here's Boswell up the floor. He's got to get away from the sideline to avoid a turnover. Has it knocked away. Bodies hit the floor. This should be a jump ball. It is. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Troy.
Yeah, Boswell there just trying to make something happen. And again, that press and then that trap there right across half court, problematic.
So now the Trojans with 52 seconds remaining in the third, lead by three with the ball. Here's Bennett. Gets it to Blevins. Baseline drive left his feet. It's tipped and goes into the backcourt. Boswell tried to save it. I don't think he saw it.
He didn't.
Yeah, it would have been last touch by the Trojans. Give credit on the effort, but that ball was going out of bounds. It was going to be Hiawatha ball, but Boswell, again, not knowing, tried to save it, and the Trojans lucky to keep the possession. Down to 38 seconds to go. Here's Judd, backdoor cut, and now Grable has it with 33 seconds. They go underneath to Morris. His layup is good. Nice find, and it's 38-33. The lead is 5 here for Troy late in the third. 24 seconds. They get it up the floor. They finally break the press with ease, and Morton gets the easy bucket. He's got 11. 16 seconds to go. 38-35, Troy. They have the ball up three. Here is Seth Judd, guarded by Keough. Gets past him. Sidesteps. Layup good.
That's a good move by Judd.
Judd makes it 40-35, his first bucket. 2 seconds to go. Boswell, the Leyva. Shot is up. Rejected by Morris. And that'll take us to the end of the third quarter. It's a 40-35 Troy lead, and we got 8 minutes to go. We're back after a quick timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brass Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Samuel with you. Steph Tollison, also Chance Link in its studio here on Kansaland Radio, also on the Hiawatha channel, MSCSports.net. We are getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Another good one here. The boys' contest coming down to the final 8 minutes. Hiawatha hanging around. Troy leads it 40-35.
You know, Hiawatha, that's the third quarter, virtually the starting lineup in almost the entire quarter. So you got to wonder about endurance here for the Redhawks.
The Redhawks with the ball down 5 to start the fourth. Boswell picks it up prematurely, left side on the wing. Judd, a near foul, but Rocky gets it back. Rocky spins past Judd. Shot is no good, and they're going to get a foul here on Troy. And they'll get Brogan Morris here with his first. Team foul number 6, so the rest of the quarter, Hiawatha is going to be in the bonus. 2 free throws coming up here for Rocky. He is 4-for-6 at the line tonight, all 4 of his points. Make it 5. As Rocky cans the first, makes it 40-36. Just 16 seconds into this fourth period. Second one for Rocky is in and out, no good. Rebound for Austin Grable and Troy. It's a 40-36 Troy lead here early in the fourth. Grable underneath, swings the pass to Judd, into the corner. Blevins a 3, missed everything, no good. A rebound for Morton. Morton gets it back, fires a pass up to Boswell, steps into a 3. This one too strong, and a backside rebound by Judd. Now they want to push the pace, and Boswell comes away with the steal, and he's hit from behind, and he is fouled. And free throws coming up for Cameron Boswell. Bennett picks up the foul. He had the technical in the first quarter. At that point of the game, Troy led 12-4. And after that technical foul, Hiawatha went on a 12-0 run to end the quarter. We've been in a barn burner ever since. Boswell will shoot a 1-1. He's got 10. Make it 11. It's a 40-37 game. Troy by 3. Boswell a chance to get it to within 2. 7:18 left to go in the game. And he's too strong off the heel. Rebound for Troy. Chased down in the corner by Bennett. So Troy with it. Early fourth, a three-point lead. Troy looking to move to 2-0. Redhawks looking for that first win of the year. Good fan support by both teams. Here is Bennett up top between the rings. He fires a pass into the corner, deflected out of bounds by Isaac. Both Jack and Reagan Hartman are going to check in here for Morris. And also Bennett. Down to 6:55 to go. Troy leading 40-37 with the ball. Reagan Hartman, who has four fouls, he just came back in. He's trapped into the corner looking for Blevins inside. Blevins shovels it off to Jack Hartman. His shot is blocked by Keough. But he gets his own miss back. Troy gets it inside. It's Hartman again. Another shot rejected by Keough again, and a rebound for Rocky. Talk about that defensive effort by Keough. Isaac swings a pass. Boswell left corner fading. Three, and we're tied at 40. A little fade to the corner there, and Boswell ties it at 40 apiece. 6:15 to go in this game. Hartman will try to untie it with a three, and he does. That's Reagan Hartman with 13, his first bucket in the second half. 43-40. They get it up the floor once again. An easy layup. They break the press, and it's an easy bucket for Morton. He's got 13. And a quick timeout for Hiawatha. And a full timeout's going to be called here by Hiawatha. But they break the press. We'll keep it right here. We're 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. It's a 43-42 lead for Troy. But we can see what happens when you break the press properly. So much pressure by Troy. One pass, and all of a sudden you got numbers up the floor, and Hiawatha's gotten a couple easy buckets.
And really, it's been there most of the night, you know, but it's just been some errant passes, and again, maybe some lackadaisical players at times not quite ready for that pass. And, you know, if Hiawatha wants to win this game, they're going to have to clean that up. I mean, they've had some huge shots there. Boswell turning it on. Again, he really struggled in the Marysville game, had a lot of shots. Tonight he's been close in the first half, but here in the second half, Rocky's finally finding his rhythm, which has been key.
And that last three that he hit was not an easy three. He still had a defender in his face. He had a little bit of fade to it. He was kind of fading towards the corner, so he wasn't completely set.
And, he was,
and it was pure.
He was all the way in the corner, too. I mean, it was almost kind of an opposite angle of what you would like to take, not a straight corner shot.
And how aggressive will Troy be out of the timeout defensively, because Hiawatha's in the bonus the rest of the game. It's a 43-42 Troy lead out of the timeout. Trojans with the ball. And Seth Judd drives, gets inside. His layup is no good. Might have been partially blocked. Fighting for his own rebound. And it's still saved. And finally, it's a whistle and a foul after it's bounced around a couple times. I think they get Isaac here with the foul for Hiawatha. It'll be the fourth team foul.
That's a really unnecessary foul, too, because he had the steal on that. But unfortunately, tried to make something. If he just would have held on to that, he wouldn't have probably wound up committing the foul then either.
4:35, clock moving, fourth quarter. Troy with it, leading Hiawatha 43-42. It's been a good one. Here's Reagan Hartman. Thought about a step back three. Instead, it's Grable. Drives from the corner. His layup is no good. Tipped around, and Seth Judd comes away with another rebound. His floater is no good. An offensive rebound is up and no good. Might have been partially blocked by Keough. And they're able to finally, Hiawatha does, get it up the floor.
Fans wanting to push in the back there on Hiawatha there on that last Troy possession.
We're 3 minutes in, five to go here in the fourth quarter. 43-42. Hiawatha down one with the ball. Chance to take the lead. They go inside. Keough is shot through. Traffic is good.
That was a good, strong move there by Keough. And Smith's going to call another timeout. The last timeout he called, I think he was a little upset with the team as far as not being in the right defense. And then this time, I think he's just trying to get a little rest in here and kind of maybe seen something he wants to address.
Yeah, he burns a 30 here. We'll keep it right here. We're down to 4:55 to go. So there's still a lot of time in this game. And it's crazy to think how we've kind of talked about this game tonight, all the turnovers for Hiawatha, missed opportunities at times, and now all of a sudden you blink, you look up at the scoreboard, they lead it by one.
Yeah, we've seen everything tonight, really. I mean, it's literally been just a very well-played game by both teams, constantly making adjustments, playing hard and aggressive. I mean, almost chippy at times, but at the same time, you can tell both these two teams are really wanting that first win.
Redhawks And after the tough loss to Marysville on Friday, looking for that first win, and they're playing a top-10 team in 1A D1 here on the road. This is a Troy team that pretty much brought back everybody from their roster a year ago, with the exception of Cam Anderson, who was a sensational senior. The rest of this team is intact, and they're not playing with Jarrett Norris, at least here early on in the season. So out of the timeout, Trojans whip it, now down one, as we're coming up on the halfway point in the fourth quarter. Looks like it's man-to-man defense here for the Redhawks. Good defense by Morton, nearly getting it away from Reagan Hartman, but now Grable has it right wing. They go inside, Christensen underneath, bouncing it Seth Judd's way. He's got a look from three, left it short, and the rebound to Keough. Gets it off to Rocky. He spins through a double team, and now a whistle and a foul, and that pressure is going to force the issue here. And now, when it looked to be a near turnover again for Hiawatha, they end up with free throws.
Yeah, Rocky was actually able to split that double down there by Troy, and Troy had to foul there. So
they get it on Grable, his second, team foul number 8. It's a 1-1 here for Rocky, who has lived at the line tonight. His first free throw is good. A 2-point lead here now for Hiawatha at 45-43 with 4:13 to go. This will be the 10th free throw attempt tonight for Rocky. Now 6 out of 9. And he's 7 for 10.
Big free throws there for the Hawks.
46-43 Red Hawks with 4:10 to go in the game. And we're down by 5 coming into this quarter, and a whistle and a foul. Free throws coming up here for Troy. They'll get this one on Morton. That's his second. And Bowden Bennett will shoot 2. He's had a good game, 6 points, 5 rebounds. First trip at the line for him tonight, and he misses the first. Troy has not shot many free throws in this game. They actually shot no free throws in the first half. This is just their 5th free throw attempt of the game, and he left that one short. They're now 1 for 5 at the line. Keough chasing down that rebound, and then he threw it away. But the Trojans get it back. Halfway in, halfway to go here in the fourth. 46-43. Hiawatha by 3 here on the road. And Hartman's going to draw the contact. And he will earn a trip to the free throw line, as I think they get Morton here with his third foul.
Yeah, it's 2 quick fouls here in the last 30 seconds for Morton.
He's got 3. Team foul number 6. So both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. First free throw by Reagan Hartman is good. He is Troy's leading scorer tonight. He's got 14. Makes it 46-44. Chance to get it to within 1. And he is strong, no good. Battle for the rebound. It tips all the way back out to him. And it's finally picked up. Bennett has it. Chance to tie or take the lead. That's Grable drives. He misses. And now a foul against Troy on the rebound attempt. And now we walk the other way as the Redhawks will shoot a 1-1. It's the final 1-1. It's team foul number 9 as the foul on Christensen. That is his 4th. And Keough, who's got 4, but he's got 11 rebounds in the game, and he makes the first.
That was a very friendly bounce there off the rim.
About now 5 points, 11 rebounds tonight for the 6'4 senior, David Keough. And that's a pure stroke for the 6'4 forward. He is now perfect at the line. He's 4 for 4 tonight. 6 points, and the lead is 4. 48-44 Hiawatha with 3.5 minutes to go. Bowden Bennett is down and hurts on the far side of the floor. Missed shot, and Rocky comes away with a rebound. And we got a stoppage in play as Bowden Bennett is down.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. That was even away from the ball, not a part of the play at all. Hoping that's maybe just a cramp or something, but the way he's holding that leg, you can tell he's definitely in some pain.
So the clock is stopped at 3 minutes and 28 seconds to go. It's a 48-44 Hiawatha lead. They'll have the ball after this timeout, as again they attend to Bowden Bennett, a 6'1 senior. Last year averaged 6 points and nearly 4 rebounds a contest. They get him up to his feet. That's great to see. It looks like he'll come off here. Jack Hartman will check in. And just hope it's nothing too serious.
good to see him getting off on his own power there for sure. And again, he's had some very, you know, some productive minutes off the bench, so another key loss there for Troy.
All right, so out of the timeout, here is Isaac as Hiawatha again having to deal with this pressure. And Rocky able to get it up the floor. Another tip pass. Boswell has it. Now they reset with Rocky. So they break the pressure now here in the half court. Approaching the final 3 minutes in this game. The Redhawks with it in a four-point lead. Isaac has it up top. Right side to Rocky on the wing. Trojans going man-to-man here. Isaac gets it left side. Has it knocked away by Hartman out of bounds.
If there was ever a time for Hiawatha to take care of the basketball, now's that time.
And this would be the time. We're now at 3 minutes to go in the game. Redhawks 48, Trojans 44. Keough to throw it in. Gets it off to Rocky high left. Dribbles back center floor. Right side pass to Boswell, who's been good tonight with 14 to lead the Redhawks. Left side pass to Rocky. Curls around Judd. Picks up the dribble. Gets it off to Isaac. Right side to Boswell. 2:45 to go. Morton up top. Swings it to Isaac left. Guarded by Hartman up top, it goes to Rocky. Coming up on 2.5 minutes to go. It's a four-point Redhawks lead. Some good time coming off the clock here as Jack Hartman nearly got away with a steal and nearly got a foul there. Very aggressive here, and now the Trojans are going to call the foul, or they're going to get the foul on the Trojans here. It's Seth Judd will pick up his third. He did not like the call. So plenty of time came off the clock, and ultimately for Hiawatha, they're going to get free throws out of it. So
yeah,
you'll take that.
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what they're looking to do. Long possessions and finish with points, and it's going to pay dividends here late in this game.
And it is a two-shot foul, and the first free throw is up and good for Ashton Rocky. All of his points tonight from the charity stripe. This will be his 12th free throw attempt of the game. He's 8 for 11 at the line currently. Logan Blevins and Bowden Bennett, who we just saw go off with that injury, come right back. So good to see Bennett's back on the floor. 49-44 Hiawatha. And it's now 50-44 Hiawatha. Two free throws there by Rocky. A six-point Redhawks lead with 2:20 to go. It's getting crunch time now for the Trojans. Here's Jack Hartman. Left side pass, it goes to Reagan Hartman. Dribbles to the top of the key, back to Jack. Dribbles inside, kicks it out to Judd. Hands it off there to Reagan Hartman on the wing. Dribbles between his legs, guarded by Morton, picked up by Keough. Judd in the right corner, steps into a 17-footer. It's good.
Big basket there for Troy. Desperately needed that one.
Yeah, much needed there for Troy, and a quick timeout. A big two there by Seth Judd. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 1:58 left in this game. We're coming down the stretch. Hiawatha leads it by four. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Brandon, Seth, Chance all with you as we got a minute 58 to go in our area game of the week here on Kansas Land Radio and also the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net. Redhawks trying to close out a sweep here at Troy tonight. Girls winner 43-33 in the first contest, and the boys leading the Trojans 50-46 with a minute 58 to go.
We were asking earlier about Troy if they would get away from this press. Down by four now, they really can't afford to do that.
And they just got to be careful without fouling. Redhawks are in the double bonus. Rocky to Isaac, and they do break the press. They beat the 10, and they get it to Boswell, and the layup is good. 16 for Cam Boswell. 52-46. Now the Trojans down to a minute 38. Here's Hartman inside to Jack. Shot is up. Missed it. And a rebound for David Keough. Keough hands it off to Rocky. They get it up the floor. Morton, an easy layup. He missed it. Gets it back. He misses another one. And a whistle and a foul as Boswell almost had the third chance.
Yeah, good rebounding there by the Redhawks. Of course, Caden would have loved to have finished that off, but again, Boswell was there to
save him.
Yeah, definitely right place, right time.
Boy, Morton had two point-blank shots that missed from underneath. Boswell bails him out and is going to shoot two, and he knocks in the first free throw. And now all of a sudden, Troy's in some trouble here. 53-46 with a buck 23 to go. Boswell's been big tonight. He's got 17. Make it, well, spoke a little too soon. He's now 2-for-4 at the line, 17 in the game. 53-46, Reagan Hartman for three. This one is no good. Jack Hartman, though, able to get the rebound. Now Blevins will try a three. That one is no good. Rocky has the rebound, gets it up the floor, and a blocking foul is going to be called, and Rocky's going to shoot two as Blevins is down. There was a little bit of an extension with the arm as Rocky dribbled across the timeline. The Trojans wanted an offensive foul. The officials do not call it that way. Blevins picks up his third.
Yeah, that's a tough one there.
Now Rocky at the line. And I am a firm believer that the ball don't lie.
Well,
and he misses the first.
What I'll say is, I don't know, no matter how they call that, one side was going to be upset with
exactly.
That ball.
A second free throw here for Rocky. Trying to get to double digits tonight, and he knocks it in. And he's got 10, and it's 54-46, an 8-point Hiawatha lead with just over a minute to go. They need a bucket here. Judd gets a good look, a corner three, and it's good.
Yeah, Troy fortunate there. Keo had fallen down, and Judd was wide open there, so no one there to put any pressure on that shot.
It is a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 54-49 with 57 seconds to go. And we came into this fourth quarter with Hiawatha trailing by five. So they have really ramped it up, and now we're finally seeing them beat the press a little bit more consistently. And I think part of that is, yeah, Troy's still being aggressive, but I feel not as much because they've been in foul trouble the entire second half. And the Redhawks are just finally finding some openings and taking advantage of getting up the floor.
And taking care of the ball. I mean, we can't talk that up enough because, again, that's really,
the turnover numbers are still going to be high, but they have certainly brought that number back.
They were very high for three quarters. They'll still be high for four quarters. But, again, in these final several possessions, Hiawatha's, and not even just good turnovers, but, again, those outlet passes that have been there, they've been finishing. And that's been the difference here in the fourth quarter.
How about Boswell, 17 tonight? He's been good.
Yeah, he's been very good. He hasn't had many buckets here within this last few minutes. But, again, he was the key to getting them back into this game.
So here we go, out of the timeout, 54-49. Hiawatha with it, and a 5-point lead with 57 seconds to go. They get it into Boswell. He had it knocked away from behind. Out of bounds, and the turnover is forced by Troy. So they do get the turnover. Great defense there for Reagan Hartman, and now the Trojans getting it back. They're half of the floor with 54 seconds to go, down five.
That time, just a hard time getting it in.
Well, now the Trojans, they get the turnover. Do they get the bucket? Set it up for Judd in the corner. Spins away from Isaac. He's caught. Tipped away. Hartman gets it back. Good defense here by the Redhawks. Judd gets a look from three. It is halfway down and out. No good. And Reagan Hartman able to get the rebound. And gets it off to Judd, who is straight on from three. In and out this time. No good. And it's saved to Logan Blevins. Now Reagan Hartman a chance for three. This one is no good. Morton the rebound and a foul.
Finally, Hiawatha able to come down with a huge rebound. Judd, unfortunately, down there in the trees with Morton, and Morton, no problem getting that one, and Judd got his hand up in that rebound, caught the foul.
Boy, yeah, the Trojans had three pretty good looks from three there, and just unable to cash, and now Morton will shoot two with a 5-point lead with 27 seconds to go, so a lot of time came off the clock that possession, nearly 30 seconds, Morton misses the first.
Kind of a big free throw here. 26 seconds to go. And
can get it to six.
Six would
be big.
He
knocked it down. And he missed it anyways, but they're going to call a lane violation. So it's still a 5-point deficit here for Troy with 27 seconds to go. 54-49. It's rolled in. Seth Judd picks it up near midcourt. 23 seconds to go. Judd splits a couple defenders, and he lays it in. And there's a timeout. It's back to three. 20 seconds to go, and regardless, full or 30, we'll still keep it right here, but Boy, back-to-back buckets by Seth Judd to keep Troy in this thing, and now all of a sudden it's a one-possession game.
You know, this last time out, we were talking about how well Hiawatha was doing, you know, protecting the basketball, and, you know, two more possessions later and two buckets later, Troy's down by three. I mean, it's a one-possession game, and, you know, they just scored here. Hiawatha has got to get the ball in, get it across court, and burn some of this clock off. And, you know, you definitely want to finish with points, but, I mean, Troy scored their last, four points in under 10 seconds.
You know the Trojans are going to have the pressure ramped up. They're going to continue to press here in the full court. They got to do so without fouling. At some point, they're going to have to foul if the Redhawks are able to keep the possession, get it up the floor. But the Trojans are going to try to work a quick steal. There's 20 seconds left. The Redhawks clinging to a three-point lead at 54-51. And they got to go the full length of the floor. They do get it into Rocky. Dribbles it near sideline. Picks it up. Gets it back to Isaac and is fouled as soon as he crossed half court. And the 5'8 senior, Malachi Isaac, who hit a three in the first half for correction in the third quarter, his lone points tonight, and now a chance to get this back to a two-possession game with...
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Off of there, Isaac. Huge free throw there on that last attempt he had there to make the lead six, and Hiawatha nearly turns it away there. Isaac trying to get it into Boswell. And
they need a quick steal and a quick bucket, does Troy. 55-51, a big free throw just moments ago by Malachi Isaac to give Hiawatha this four-point lead, and now I think we get...
That's going to be a foul on...
An offensive foul here on the inbounds pass, so that is worst-case scenario for Hiawatha.
Two, so that does knock them into the bonus, but and again, none.
So 4.5 seconds to go. 55-51, the Redhawks lead it by four. Troy getting the ball back. Again, they need something very quick at the rim. It doesn't necessarily need to be a three, because if you shoot a three, you're going to waste a little bit more time.
Yeah.
You need something at the bucket quick, and then a very quick foul.
You're Hiawatha. You got to make sure your bigs are in position here.
So some discussion here with Troy head coach Jonathan Rodvelt and one of the officials, but...
Yeah, I think they were trying to... I think the officials initially, I think they were seriously discussing the foul. Because, again, that was seven fouls, so they were, I think, discussing the one-and-one potential and... Again, they all get together and agree, and I coaches agree with that too, but like you said, Troy's got a chance. I mean, two possessions, yes, but, you know, they got 4 points in 10 seconds. Doable.
If Hiawatha can hold on, what does this mean when moving forward? This is a Troy team. They're arguably without their best player in Jarrett Norris, but still a ranked team in 1AD1, and this is a Hiawatha team with a lot of turnover and some players out with injury. This would be a good win on the road.
I think this is a big win for both teams. For Troy, obviously the win is knocking off a 3A school. For Hiawatha, though, you look at what's coming, they need this win. I mean, this is a huge game for Hiawatha, considering we got to go to Centralia, and then we've got Nemaha Central and Holton still to go. I mean, there's some tough games coming Hiawatha's way, and they definitely would like to get to 1-1. 0-2 would be an awful position for them to be in.
Yeah, you mentioned that non-con with the likes of some of the better TBL teams with Centralia and Troy here.
And Marysville.
Marysville was a very tough out for both teams. Also, the girls, of course, undefeated at 2-0. But here we go, out of the timeout. They get it into Blevins, who fires a deep three. It's no good. Offensive rebound is up and in, though. But that's going to run out the time, and that's going to do it. So they get a Bennett's bucket. Really at the buzzer, but it doesn't matter as Hiawatha holds on for the win at 55-53 to cap off a sweep tonight here on the road. An impressive showing for the Redhawks, and we're going to break it all down as our postgame show is brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business. for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, a big win, 55-53 for the Redhawks. We'll break it down when we come back here on Cantaland Radio.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Celebrate the season with these timely specials featured in the holiday sale flyer from Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Crescent brand 35-piece mechanics tool sets for just $39.99. Accorded Sozzle reciprocating saw for just $119.99. They even have Milwaukee Demolition reciprocating 9-inch saw blades on sale. Stock up on Duracell double or triple A batteries for just $4.49 a 4-pack. You'll find other hand tools and handy items in their holiday sale flyer with lots of gifts ideas possible at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Specials end December 15th.
Wouldn't it be nice to find a bank with all the services the big banks offer, but with personal service of a small-town bank? You have found it at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. We pride ourselves in providing personal banking and also have modern technology needed in today's world. You are not just another customer to us. You are our neighbors and friends. If you are looking for that in a bank, please come see us. We would be happy to sit down with you and discuss your banking needs. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back one final time as we wrap up our broadcast here tonight on Kansaland Radio, also on the Hiawatha channel at MSCSports.net. Chance back in studio, Brandon, Seth with you. As Hiawatha, an impressive sweep tonight, and the boys, man, for as sloppy as it was at times, this Redhawks team, they battled, they grind. Made some clutch free throws down the stretch, got some stops when they needed to, and they walk into a top 10 team in 1A D1 here in Troy and come out with a nice win, 55-53.
Yeah, two very great ball games, and for the boys, you know, a huge win for them, for the Redhawks. You know, tough loss probably for Troy, but again, like you mentioned, key starter gone, and again, big competition for them as well. I mean, they're going to be fine, I think, when they get to TVL play. But for the Redhawks, definitely, you know, it's neat because, you know, as a parent, with kids this age, I've watched these kids playing basketball since second grade. You know, Hiawatha has that community league. All the towns come. Troy's gone to Hiawatha all the time for basketball. You saw at the end of the game, players, you know, it wasn't just a good game. You know, they were actually talking to each other. They know each other pretty well. So pretty exciting to see two good teams fight it out in a very well-played game. Maybe sloppy at times, but it was, you know, it was a good aggressive game, and it was fun to watch both of them.
I don't know. I've been doing this for a long time now. I've been calling high school games for the last decade, and I don't know if I've called a game where the winning team had more than 30 turnovers. That was the case tonight. 31 turnovers in the game for Hiawatha. But again, you look at free throws. Hiawatha shot 33 free throws in this game. They made 21. Troy, just 7. They made 3. Huge difference there.
But then that also isn't just a reference point to how well Hiawatha shot the ball at the free throw line. I mean, yes, it is, but it's the style of ball in which Troy played to put them there, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And a 20-13 advantage for Hiawatha in the fourth quarter. They hold on for the win, 55-53. As now we kind of go through the stats here of this game, it's brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. And let's start with the winners from Hiawatha, who gets a 1-1 on the year. Cam Boswell, who was quite late in the game but finished with 17 to lead all scorers. He was very solid, the sophomore tonight, hitting some big threes in tonight's game. Also in double figures was Caden Morton. He had a double-double tonight, actually, 13 points and 11 rebounds. They also got 10 from Ashton Rocky, by the way, all from the free throw line. Ashton Rocky was 10 of 14 from the stripe. He also had 4 rebounds. Again, did not make a field goal, but was 10 of 14 at the line. They also got 6 points and 12 rebounds from David Keough. And then outside of that, they had 4 points from Malachi Isaac, who actually made a big free throw down the stretch to get the lead back to four. Also, Zachary Kappelman, a little bit of time in the first half. He finished with three. Paul Leyva, a few minutes as well. He finished with two. But real quick, before we get to Troy, how about the play of the bigs tonight? You know, Keough and Morton. Morton has a double-double, 13 and 11, and then you also have Keough with 12 rebounds and 6 points.
Yeah, definitely some good offensive output there by both Morton and then Boswell for sure. You know, Boswell turned it on at the right time. He really was a difference maker in the way this game played out. Morton had a great game overall. You know, definitely rebounding, had a couple of blocks in there as well. But really, Boswell, he really stepped it up, especially he had a rough start, rough game really in Marysville. He had some foul trouble early on. I think he might have even had 4 fouls in the first half. And he really was kind of paired by that in that contest. Started off a little slow, but like I said, when his team needed him, he turned it on, and he hit some clutch shots.
Troy was led by Reagan Hartman. He had 14 points tonight. They also got 9 points from Seth Judd. They got 8 apiece from Bowden Bennett and Preston Christensen. They got 6 from Jack Hartman. Also 2 apiece from Brogan Morris and Logan Blevins. They also got 4 points from Austin Grable. Hiawatha won the rebound battle tonight, 35-28. And they also won the turnover battle. Troy definitely won the turnover battle, but that did not matter. Again, 31 turnovers for the Redhawks tonight, 13 for Troy. And again, a big difference in the free throw department as well. 21 of 33 Redhawks were from the charity stripe tonight. Troy just 3 of 7. Let's announce our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, our player to bank on. We've gone through a couple of options. Redhawks get the win. Do we go with Boswell here? Again, a little quiet late, but obviously a big spark early in the second half. Finishes with 17. Morton a double-double. Certainly some options.
Yeah, I definitely would put Morton in there as a possibility for player of the game. Definitely had himself a great ball game. And he's standing right here, and I don't want to take it from him. I don't want to, you know, make
well, now we have to give it to him.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He gave me that look. No, actually, what I'm going to have to say, though, that big three by Boswell from the corner, that was a game changer. I think Boswell just edges out Morton.
All right.
But I that's my opinion. But I, like I said, you know, you're calling the game. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll go with Boswell. 17, again, in the game tonight. The sophomore, again, had a couple of big threes, and that one you mentioned in the second half I think really kind of changed the momentum a little bit for Hiawatha. And when things got tough down the stretch, they tightened up and were able to get the win. So, Boswell, again, our player of the game. Player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, one final time, so we're about to wrap this one up here. Hiawatha gets the sweep. Again, girls impressive, 43-33, and the boys winning a close one, 55-53, and it doesn't get any easier for the Redhawks. They got to go to Centralia, a couple of ranked teams there.
Yeah, definitely. Centralia's going to be a tough on the road for the third time. That's also a big ask. But, again, at the same time, you know, they played way better tonight than they did in that first game. Anything's possible, you know, and if they show up and they can clean some turnovers up, you know, I mean, they've got a shot. I mean, Hiawatha, they've got some good pieces. I mean, they can be in any game they choose to be in if they can just, you know, keep it clean.
Well, it's been fun tonight, partner.
Yeah,
had a good time. And, of course, all the viewers on the Hiawatha channel, hopefully all was well there. And all of our listeners on KMZA 103.9 and KMZA 92.1, thank all of our sponsors and sports boosters as well, making this broadcast possible. So for everyone involved, Chance in studio, Seth, appreciate it. I'm Brandon. Again, once again, finals tonight. Hiawatha sweeps it. Girls victorious over Troy in game one, 43-33. And the Redhawks edge the Trojans in the boys' contest, 55-53. Up next for both, Hiawatha on Friday. They'll go to Centralia. Up next for Troy, they'll play Saturday. They'll be in TVL play at Blue Valley. So again, for Chance in studio, Seth, appreciate it very much. I'm Brandon signing off. We'll talk to you Friday for more high school basketball here on Kansaland Radio.